This is Brett Hamm, Ultimate Super Late Model competitor, and this is Dropping the Hammer.
You called down the thunder, well now you've got it.
In the turn three, Paris knocks on the door, looks to the inside. Chris Green hammers car 65 off turn four to take the checkered flag. Mitchell Paris second. Josh Harris, Showtime, Nathan Pierce, and Cookie Evans round out your top five.
Satterfield slips as well. Chapel gets loose off the corner. Satterfield goes by. Brandon Satterfield, your main event winner.
Higgins with the lead, head noses to the inside. He gets to the bumper. Higgins a little sideways. Here comes the catering. Kenneth Head, they'll go side by side into turn three. Luke Sorrow looking for room. Heading off turn four. Higgins gets sideways. They touch coming to the line. Oh my goodness.
He's looking now for the checkered flag, and it is in the air. Dustin Lightning Rod, your winner in Predator 350 of the Bradley Gillespie, and the four of Ricky Bridgman will round out your top three here in Predator 350, and that will be a wrap on this main event here at Foothills Raceway.
No threat out back yet. Here comes Gray, slips it up high. Robinson will try for it. Into the side he goes. Lee Gray will win. Robinson slides up the track. Everybody scatters as Billy Rushton takes second. Dale Timms third. Jeff Crowder fourth. And the 18 of Justin Sims rounds out the top five.
And here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this week's edition of Dropping the Hammer live from Big Daddy's Drive-In right here just off Highway 176 in Inman. Also brought to you by Sutherland Hill Farms Photography. Check them out, SutherlandHillFarmsPhotography.com. Gray Sutherland, Walter Tapp here with me, minus a Dale Wilkerson, who I believe a couple of years ago we'd say he's on assignment around this time. He is on assignment this week.
He's on assignment. He's missing in action.
Yes.
And, you know, we wish him the best, wish Kathy the best.
Did get a report the surgery went well, so she is resting, everything went good, so on the road to recovery now.
Yes, and I mean, I know they're going to miss him Saturday night at Harris. He got, Kevin's going to be up there, Fat Baby's going to be up there on the call at Harris, so I'm trying to think. Anderson, yeah, that's right, they got trucks this week.
Yeah, the Southeast Super Trucks, so they'll bring that'll be their own crew, and that's on Saturday night too.
Yeah, so, I mean, for the first time in how long I can't even remember, Gray, it's going to be sunny this weekend, and we're going to get to race in the upstate of South Carolina.
Yes, there's less than a 50% chance of rain. That's incredible, truly. And NASCAR, of course, they're very close to home. They're just up the road in Charlotte for the next 2 weeks, actually. All-Star Race this weekend, Coke 600 part of Memorial Day weekend. So all that's going to be happening, as well as our local tracks will be in action. Of course, this weekend, talked about the weather forecast, and hopefully she stays clear next weekend as well. But let's go ahead and kick things off here. We'll start, get the show rolling. And just before we jumped on here, you told me something that was very troubling to me. Of course, before we get to our discussion about Kansas last week, someone please update Kevin Harvick on some sort of modern culture or something, because our pre-show song, now for those of you listening to the recording, probably won't hear it because I have to cut that out because copyright anyway, but it is what it is. He apparently doesn't know the song All-Star, more or less who it was sung by. I played All-Star because it's All-Star weekend, but for a song that was released in 1999, Kevin Harvick really is hurting on the millennial, well, I guess you'd say millennial culture, and his car has a very interesting scheme for this weekend to boot.
You know, it's a song that is just, you know, it was a record breaker for Smash Mouth. Not even the same genre as Blink-182 at all. I mean, that's...
I can't believe
Smash
he said
Mouth's
that.
Pop. You know, they're a little bit of, like, punk rock, rock and roll kind of deal. But, you know, you played the intro, and a lot of people, you know, out there watching on Facebook here with us as we're starting the show off, and if you're listening to the show live, you know, or like I said, we'll have it up on Meredith's here in just a little bit, and it'll be on our Facebook pages so you can share it and go back and listen to it. You know, came from a great movie there. You have the intro coming in. You got Mystery Men from 1999 with Ben Stiller. That's really, that song was actually off of the soundtrack for that movie. Oof. It really wasn't even on a CD for them until later on. So, he really needs to be updated in pop culture really quickly. But hey, as long as he's winning races and, you know.
Championships, whatnot, making the money, trophies.
Stuart Haas, it's all good.
I suppose it is. But we are here at Big Daddy's Drive-In, a big supporter of Dropping the Hammer. Make sure you come by. They're open until 10 o'clock tonight. So if you're over at Greer Dragway or thinking about heading that way, you've got a couple hours left for there. Practice and grudge racing tonight, but Big Daddy's open till 10. Call ahead and order, and you can come pick it up. Phone number is 864-472-EAT1. That's 3281. And found the website, chilicheeseburger.com. I like that.
Well, you know, you went a little bit different than normal. You had some chicken tenders, mashed potatoes with gravy, fried okra.
Yeah.
You had a big old biscuit about the size of my hand here.
Now, you're over here going with breakfast.
Yes, I did go with breakfast. I had two sausage sandwiches with mustard and two scrambled eggs and a sweet tea. So
I believe this is the part where Dale would go,
Yeah. So I hadn't had no breakfast really this week to speak of, and I'm a breakfast person. I could eat it 365, 7 days a week.
You know what? I'm right there with you. Breakfast for dinner is not a problem. It is not a big deal. Be happy to do it. Well, last weekend, despite the weather, which followed up the third rainout in a row for more than a few places, still did manage to have some racing, at least here in the upstate. And Walter, where did you go? You went to a particular place.
Well,
actually places.
Yeah, I was headed to one and turned around and went to the other. Of course, the American Crate All-Star Series will be at Wartburg Speedway this Saturday. We tried on May 4th. Rain got us. We tried on May 11th. I was hitting the North Carolina line. Tiffany was driving, so that should explain the next further events. Got the call at 9 o'clock in the morning. It was canceled. It rained out again. We turned around. I'd had the invite to come to Low Country Cartway, which, if for most of y'all that don't know, it's pretty much at the beach. It's in Conway, South Carolina. Normally a four-hour drive. We made it in about 3 hours and 40 minutes. Got there about an hour maybe before practice time. They had 143 carts signed in, so a great night of racing. Done at 10:30. Headed over to the Red Roof Inn, grabbed the motel, and ate the continental breakfast, came back, and still made it to church on Sunday, so that was nice. So it was good to get a race in. I know a lot of our folks here in the upstate didn't get nothing in, and that goes North Carolina, Tennessee.
Parts of Georgia, I think, swept through there.
Yeah, parts of Georgia didn't get their races in. I know a lot of folks tried their best to try to get some shows in, and it just did not work out at all this past weekend. But, you know, I was able to get one in actually both nights. I was going Friday night, I was at Outback Speedway.
Yes.
And they got things back open, rocking and rolling. They're going to be running again this Friday at Outback. So good to see them back and trying to get back in the swing of things down there. They invited me to come down and flag down there at Outback. So I came down, flag, race direct. Tiffany scored, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Had about 43 go-karts, which for them is really good. So good way to get back going. And like I said, Low Country was a great show also on Saturday night. So two nights racing. We'll do it again this weekend. Both of us going to be at Foothills Raceway tomorrow night. And it looks like we are finally going to get a race in there.
Praise be.
And then I'll be at Wartburg on Saturday with the American Crate All-Star Series presented by PPM, and you're going to be down at the Darlington of Dirt Tracks.
Where essentially we will be trying to hurriedly catch back up the past 3 weekends because we have missed Easter. We missed a Mother's Day giveaway because that was, last weekend, last Sunday, actually. So if you're behind on the program, and we've been trying to do, it seems like a month, a backwards lap to remember Calvin Wilson. We'll wear camo this Saturday at Lawrence. So it's essentially a 3-in-1 night for all that.
I was about to say, y'all got 3 weeks packed into ones, which y'all going to try to pull off Saturday night. So you, Brandy, and the entire... entire Hurley family is going to be extremely busy come Saturday night.
Yeah, no kidding. Plus, trying to get the wheels greased and turning on at least one more thing in the coming weeks. But anyway, still a lot more to do. Friday night, I still was not devoid of racing. I went to Anderson and kind of just hung out with Dale. I just, for the first time in I don't know how long, I just sat back and watched. I didn't do next of anything. And it was a twin 40s for the limited late models at Anderson. They don't normally do that there. But it was quite the show. Front wheel drive had, I think, 17 cars sign in. We have all the winter views from that night at Anderson this past weekend on, it was May 10th, Friday night. Just a heads up, and we'll get to it in our schedule, Southeast Super Trucks on Saturday night at Anderson, and then they have the Tour of Destruction, Mayhem Destruction, something Destruction. Things will be destroyed, not this weekend, but next weekend at Anderson. So, very good show at Anderson. I'm glad they can get back in the wheel of things, because it seems like every time the Southeast Super Trucks roll in, I think they've tried twice already, and they've been rained out. So that'll be good to see. But great show at Anderson, and we have the interviews from that. So next up on the list I see is recapping Kansas, the aero package, all that jazz. Brad Keselowski passing Alex Bowman very late in that race. Alex Bowman, his third straight second-place finish for that driver.
Yes, third straight second-place finish for my pick last week, Alex Bowman. I was picking him to break through at Kansas, get the win. It's going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it wouldn't shock me if he doesn't race his way into the All-Star race Saturday night.
I think right now, the way it looks, he's leading the fan vote, but he's probably going to win one of those stages, whatever they're calling them, in the Open.
Yeah, I think he's going to win his way in. I don't think he's going to have to go through the fan vote the way that car is running. I hate that Brad Keselowski passed him, but you know, you get down into victory lane, and that's the one thing I will say about Brad Keselowski. One, when it comes to his victory lane celebration, he does it right. He gets the American flag. Mm-hmm. He usually does a great interview, burns the tires down. You know, he had a great interview after he got out of the car. Very emotional, Brad Keselowski. But the thing that got me was the post-race between Bowyer and Jones.
Yeah, about that, because Dale has here on his notes, he apparently says Bowyer should be upset at himself for not, A, changing lanes there going through the tri-oval bit, the dog leg, whatever you want to call it, for changing lanes, B, using the bumper when Jones cut across because he was complaining about, oh, he had the lift and all that, and or C, a crossover move, which I believe he had about a lane and a half to do that if he wanted to, and C, crossover as Jones moved up across his nose, and D, I'm not sure if this stands for dumb or if this is just the fourth point. It might be both. D, dumb for hitting a car after the race. If you are mad enough to hit the other guy, do it under the green flag.
Well, I mean, I get what Bowyer's saying.
Yeah.
You know, going down into turn one, Jones went up the racetrack. He went to block Bowyer. Bowyer, in my estimation, could have moved down, but also, from a driver's perspective, you change lanes, you're going to lose momentum.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of them things, honestly, Clint Bowyer's nature. I'm surprised Clint Bowyer didn't turn him. It shocks me that he didn't turn him. And I'm pretty sure, you know, if you go back and listen to the post-race comments from Bowyer, he kind of regretted not turning him.
Yeah, he's like, I should have wrecked him.
I should have wrecked him. I was being nice. You normally don't get that from Clint Bowyer. Nice, usually. He's a cool guy. He's awesome. But when he gets in that race car, it's all business. And, you know, we'll see next time around if Jones gets in front of him, if he's going to cut that kind of slack.
Yeah, because, the one thing that I thought was a big positive, and I think Dale was alluding to this with his comment of great racing throughout the night, the aero package definitely came into a huge amount of play at a shocking, sweeping mile-and-a-half track.
Well, the aero package that NASCAR developed and brought into this year that they thought was going to work so well at Atlanta, it didn't do exactly what they wanted to at Atlanta. Yes, there was great racing at Atlanta, but it didn't live up to the hype. It finally lived up to the hype Saturday night at Kansas. You was able to pass. You was able to work your way up through the field. You know, there was a lot of great passes that made their way through the race, but Keselowski's pass on Bowman. You know, before in some of the races in recent years, you wouldn't have been able to make that pass. The arrow just wasn't there. The cars were too arrow deficient. They really were. I mean, they're still arrow deficient, but at least in this package, you can make a pass. You can move around that I've seen.
Here's a crazy hypothetical. With this arrow package, a few years back when Carl Edwards tried that dive bomb move on Jimmy Johnson, would that move have worked this time around?
Maybe, but like he said when he got out of the car, I was trying a video game move and it just didn't work. So, yeah.
That's why we call it a video game move. But anyway, I did think it was good. I actually got to just kind of sit back and watch that one. So, good race there at Kansas. And the truck race the night before on Friday night, really a tale of two different lines if you want to follow. A, Ross Chastain gets a win there. But B, it's because Stuart Friesen ran out of gas.
Stuart Friesen is definitely, he's due. He's due for a win in the trucks. He's, and I mean, honestly, that win's probably coming up when they go on the dirt track, because that's where he's the master. He's the master when it comes to dirt, especially with his experience in modifieds. But on the other hand, Ross Chastain winning is a great thing for the sport. Especially for the truck series. You know, Ross, he's running a lower budget team when it comes to the cup side.
Yep.
I don't want to say anything really bad, but he's just out there. He's there. He's not going to be in contention to win races unless it's at Daytona or Talladega, and that's if half the field's wiped out somewhere along the way. That's the only way it's going to happen. I hate to say it. I like Ross Chastain. He's a great young man. He's a great ambassador. He's a great person. You know, I hate that kind of the rug was pulled out from underneath him when it came to the deal with Ganassi and him losing their sponsorship and him being out of that car. But I think he's found a home in that 45 truck in the truck series, and I think he can possibly can compete for a championship there, and that may lead to him hopefully with a road back to either Nationwide full-time or even the Cup Series in some good equipment. I mean, there's some guys in the Cup Series that are getting older. It's getting that time that they need to mosey on to the pasture, as they say.
Go out to graze.
Go out and graze. Yeah. So we'll see what happens. I wish him the best and hope he can continue to climb the ladder. Like I said, he's a good guy.
Yep, because it's rapidly coming that time where we had the big youth movement with Chase Elliott and Bowman got bumped up, a ton of younger talent being pushed in. Yep. And we're going to have, and there's several like smaller movements within that, so we're probably due for another one when there's going to be a few rides that change hands. And these teams are going to have to learn to take a chance on some of these young guys. Chase Elliott's finally paying off. Bowman, I feel like he's starting to pay off, get a groove in that 88. Byron is settling in. He's had a couple of good runs here recently. Just need to get that 24 team settled down. And of course, they got him paired with Chad Canal, so that's probably the best thing to do in his case there, I'd say.
It is, and one thing coming out of Kansas before we move on. William Byron had a great run. Chase Elliott had a great run. Alex Bowman had a good run. And Jimmy wasn't too far off.
No.
They had, I think, three Hendrick cars in the top six, including Alex Bowman, William Byron, and Chase Elliott. So, you know, at this point, Bowman's due to win one. Chase has already got one. I'm not going to be shocked, honestly, if William Byron doesn't get one before the end of the year. The only one that I see maybe struggling to get to victory lane, shockingly enough, is Jimmy.
Yeah, because on NASCAR.com, they put something up about Johnson's impatience grows. Like, okay, and seven-time champion, he is getting up there in age, but I mean, still seven-time champion. You know how to win races. You go through a spell.
Yeah,
like these from time to time.
Well, and I mean, look at Earnhardt. Earnhardt went through a long drought before he got back in victory lane. So, I mean, it happens. It's a part of racing. Everybody has honestly, in my opinion, caught up to Jimmy Johnson and Chad Knaus. And that's what I think has really contributed to them not being as successful and then parting ways and trying new things in their careers.
And that could very well happen. And I wouldn't be surprised if we're at Homestead and Jimmy Johnson still hasn't won a race. I wouldn't be surprised at all that. It's probably still going to make the chase. I think he's teetering on the cutoff a couple of spots ahead of it, but he'll probably get in, but it might be on points, and people are going to go, well, what's wrong with him? Well, nothing's wrong with him. It comes with the territory.
Yeah, I mean, it's competitive. It's NASCAR. It's what it's supposed to be. You know, there's not supposed to be one dominant driver. They've tried to make things as equal as possible, and maybe for once, it's actually working.
And so, looking forward to All-Star Weekend. The package going to be in play at Charlotte Motor Speedway, another mile and a half. A little bit more constricted in the turns, and you also don't have an apron to use like they did at Kansas. So, otherwise, you will pummel the splitter to death in the grass. And we can't be making any passes in the grass or blocks in the grass or whatever you want to call it in the grass. So you can't be doing that now.
Yeah, I don't think it would work the same as it did before.
No, no. It just too low to the ground. But we mentioned as we came on air, we are here at Big Daddy's Drive-In. Plates aplenty. Call in, get it to go. Open Monday through Saturday until 10 p.m. Open Sunday, but only till 3. Get your church lunch in. Head out, enjoy a nice meal. Would say enjoy the cup race, but no cup race Sunday because of All-Star Saturday. Coke 600 does go back on Sunday, but that's Sunday night at like 6. But Big Daddy's Drive-In, thanks to Petro and the crew here. Great folks, great food, and even better service. And also a big thank you to Sutherland Hill Farms Photography. Pictures, if you got graduation, no, high school are starting to let out. Of course, baby pictures galore. I know people love those things. Boy, I'm here to tell you. I see them all the time. But we do all that and more at SutherlandHillFarmsPhotography.com. Well, I think we're going to step away here and take a little bit of a break. Got a word from Kyle Busch and his foundation, Samantha Busch. They're doing a thing, free car giveaway. I think that's going to take place at the 600. You could still be eligible to win that Toyota and ride along with Kyle. Also want to sneak this in there. I think All-Star voting ends tonight. So if you have not done the fan vote, participated in that, make sure you cast a vote because I think that wraps up tonight. So I think voting closes at the end of the 16th, and today's the 16th. So make sure you vote for your favorite driver. Also, we'll have a word coming up from Big Daddy's, tell you a little bit more about him. And I see Mr. the King here, so that can only mean the Richard Petty driving experience down at Myrtle Beach. If you're like Walter going down to Aner, but going a little bit further to Myrtle, Richard Petty driving experience down there at Myrtle Beach Speedway. Active throughout the week and weekend. We'll also be hearing a little bit from Hickory Motor Speedway, another track that has been constantly plagued by the weather, as they have a good show this Saturday. But that more coming up. We'll have interviews from Anderson. We'll go over our local schedule, and then the All-Star Race Talk coming up right after this. This is Dropping a Hammer.
Big Daddy's Drive-In, located on Asheville Highway in Inman, has a big variety of food, including salads, burgers, chicken, perch, steak, souvlaki, and my favorite, the Blue Plate Specials. Wednesdays is all-you-can-eat spaghetti, and don't forget about the nighttime specials. They have old-fashioned hand-dipped ice cream, and that makes the most awesome milkshakes. They're open Monday through Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m., and Sundays, 10 to 3. Dine in or call ahead for takeout. Big Daddy's Drive-In, Asheville Highway in Inman, 472-EAT-1. That's 472-3281.
We're the Bush family, and there's still time to enter for your chance to win the brand new 2018 Toyota Camry Rowdy Edition 2.
Not only that, but we'll also hook you up with 2 VIP pit passes to a race at Charlotte Motor Speedway, and I'll give you an exclusive behind-the-scenes tour of the track.
We'll even let little Brixton drive you around the track in the brand new car.
No! Why? No, absolutely not.
All right, sorry. I'll drive. How about that?
He thought you would drive. For your chance to win, go to amaze.com/rowdy.
The best part is, every donation benefits the Samantha and Kyle Busch Bundle of Joy Fund.
We started this fund over 4 years ago when we tried for years to have our miracle right here. After going through IVF, we realized that we needed to help other families be able to have this opportunity.
Absolutely. So again, that's amaze.com/rowdy. Best of luck, and we'll see you in Charlotte.
The NASCAR Wheeler All-American Series returns to the birthplace of the NASCAR stars, Hickory Motor Speedway, this Saturday night with Wheeler Night at the Races, featuring twin 40 lappers for the NASCAR Wheeler All-American Series late model, 50 laps for the Paramount Auto Group Limited late models, and round four of the Paramount Kia Big Ten Challenge. Also, 30 laps for the street stocks, 25 laps for the four cylinders, and 20 laps for the Renegades. Grandstands open at 4:45, qualifying at 5, on-track autograph session at 6, racing starts at 7 o'clock. Tickets only $12.50 for adults, $10.50 for teens and seniors. All kids 12 and under get in free. We'll see you this Saturday night at America's most famous short track, Hickory Motor Speedway.
Do you have the need for speed? You can drive or ride in a real NASCAR race car at Myrtle Beach Speedway.
There's no lead car to follow. No instructor rides with you. In car, two-way radio communication. Yes, passing is allowed.
It's as real as it gets.
Race car rides are only $20. The NASCAR racing experience at Myrtle Beach Speedway. Walk-ups always welcome.
You're emerging from the beaming shield. Mr. Scott, start your engine.
Aye, aye, sir.
And yes, we are back again, still live, Big Daddy's Drive-In right here in Edmond. Of course, brought to you by Big Daddy's Drive-In and Sutherland Hill Farms Photography. Grace Owen and Walter Tapp with you as we continue on with this week's edition, the All-Star Edition, which Kevin Harvick still does not understand. The All-Star Edition of Droppin' the Hammer. We'll go into our local results, which kind of a scarce weekend again. The weather impacting a lot of places last weekend. Not so this weekend. We will definitely be getting in some racing this weekend. Tiffany's happy about it. She's happy about it. So we have the roll-ins from Anderson, the winners there, and we have a special double win for one driver, so there will be a special liner coming up. Also, Dale doesn't think I saw him. He's not listening. He didn't bring earbuds, but yes, Dale, I did see Outback posted their results. I saved them on Facebook. I just didn't print them out because I forgot, but I did see them. So we have those for you as well. But we'll kick things off with the results from Anderson. I wanted to go to Outback first, but let's hit Anderson first since we have our interviews from there. Of course, Dale, announcer there, and I was down there as well taking things in. But I'm going to kick things off with your BM Modifieds winner, which was, again, the 29 of Austin Northcutt. And I promise I'm not talking slow just to stall, but here we go.
Whew. I'm about wore out now. I got to thank Adam. He drove me clean. Trent. We're having some awesome races in the BM Modifieds, even though we got kind of low car counts right now. And it's awesome to be able to come out here and run side by side, and even better when you come out on top. I tell you what, you put a lot of hard work into this car each and every week. I know there's a lot of people you'd like to thank you to help you for helping you get here. Yeah, I got to thank my dad. Working long hours. Been running good all year, but we had the motor out this week. It was missing last week, and now it. I thought we were about to blow a motor about the last three laps, so we'll probably have it out again this week, I guess. But got to thank Ken Candiotti for building us some awesome motors, Butch Lofton, everybody that helps us out, Roots Tire and Auto, and more than anything, just God. And without him, none of this would be possible, and I want to thank the fans for coming out.
Amen there, Alston. And he and I think it's Adam Callahan had a fantastic race up battling for the lead. Trent Smith not too far behind him. There's going to be a win coming in the future for Callahan if he keeps driving like that. That was definitely a very solid piece of driving. Up next was the first of the twin 40s for the limited late models at Anderson, 40 laps each. And the first one went to a familiar name. Also, I believe his son runs go-karts, and this gentleman will be right back there this Saturday as the first twin went to John Gallman.
Yeah, we got the car working really good. It lasts pretty good through the whole race. You know, it looked like some of the rest of them was hanging out a little bit, what I can see. But, yeah, we got the car working real good. I want to thank Jerry Rector and Lenny Green because they're the ones who work on it. Put a bunch of money and time into it. If it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be able to be here.
Now, you know, you got one more 40-lap race to go coming up here at the end of the night. What are your plans to try to make it back to victory lane?
We got a couple little adjustments I want to do to it and put a new tire on it. We should be good to go.
For the U.S. Legends, it was another familiar name. Still in recent memory, his flip in turn three, but I believe it's back-to-back for Jansen Marchbanks.
Yeah, man, it was a great race. I know right there on the start, I don't really know what happened. It was when you got people just beating your back bumper off, and just sometimes you make mistakes. So it is what it is, but we come out victorious, so can't complain.
That's right, man. This makes two times in a row this season you put this thing in victory lane. So what are you looking forward to next time?
Hopefully to do it again, but I just got to thank Farbo Motorsports, AJ Riley, Ryan Farbo, all those guys that just put all the effort into this car to get it to where it's at, and all my sponsors, DoorTech, LabTech, and all my family, first and foremost, God.
Now, front-wheel drive race, rain did come to an end this week as Manuel Molita was just able to outrace Scott Parker, who came from, I think it was like 8th or 10th, barreling his way through the field, just ran out of laps at the end of it. But he had a lot of competition out there. Mentioned earlier, 17 cars for that one race at Anderson. I think it's, 17 cars for the limited twin there to start the first twin. I'm sorry, I read that wrong. It helps if you look where the asterisk is. But still, it was about 14 or 15 front-wheel drive there for Manuel and Scott to deal with, and having the call of that race, too.
Molita down the back straightaway by four car lengths. Scott Parker unable to close the gap. Manuel Molita off turn four going to the call double off victory lane. Scott Parker second, Leo Asher third, Robert Hall, and then side by side for fifth and sixth, that was James Powell over Jeffrey Comer.
Goodness, I think everyone was on the edge of their seats there at the beginning of that race, man. It's like you and Robert Hall and Leo Asher, man, you guys had a three-way battle going on there for a few laps, and I thought there for a minute it's going to come down to you three guys going across the stripe at the same time.
None of us wouldn't be here if it wasn't for the Lord. Everybody that helps us on this car, it's nice to get one.
Oh, I know it is, man. You came to victory lane quite a few times last season, and your first trip here this year, and I know you didn't do all this by yourself, man. Who would you like to thank?
Biggest part is His Automotive, all them guys there. Lauren and Eddie, they couldn't be here, but they help a lot too.
All right, guys. Also, big shout out to Robert Hall, woohoo! And Leo Asher and Scott Parker, they put on a good race there toward the end in our Fast and Fearless Front Wheel Drive division.
One streak that did continue on was a Pierce Stock winner, and yes, it was Andrew Cordell, who is still undefeated, I think, down there in Henderson for the Pierce Stocks.
I tell you, man, you're making this look so easy every week. It's like you get in here and this car it's just on cruise control and you pull it right back into victory lane.
Yeah, this car, it's on the rail. I can put it anywhere I want to. Last week we had a couple scruffles with a couple cars. I needed to get on back on the scales and look at it. We worked all week on it to get it back straight. Everything was bent under the thing, so we worked hard this week, got it on scales, and got it ready for tonight. So,
well, that's good. I tell you, Roger Gentry also gave you a good run there. He was leading for a few laps, but it didn't take long for you to find that groove and just bring it right on up front.
Yeah, it's just once the air pressures came up is when it finally came in. So,
I know you didn't do this by yourself, man. Who do you got to thank?
I thank Cordell's Heating and Cooling, John Cordell Automotive, all my friends and family is here to support me. I couldn't be without none other than them. So,
all right, man. Once again, you're winner tonight in the Pure Stock Division. Big round of applause for Andrew Cordell.
The sixth and final race of the night was the second limited late model twin, and it's going to be a name you've already heard from tonight, so naturally it is ready, and here we go.
Both of them.
For John Gallman, driver of the 81, took both of them for the limiteds and will defend that this Saturday with the Southeast Super Trucks.
Wow, dude. I tell you, you had to come from a little further back this time around. It looks like you got a few battle scars here in this race. I tell you, if you looked in the rearview mirror, it looks like that number one car was barking on your back door.
Yeah, I think our brakes might have started going away or something. I was having to ease up going in, and seemed like he was running in on us a good bit going in. So I was just holding on best I could and trying to get a good run off the corner. Got a little bit of damage, but I guess it ain't too bad.
Looks like you're going to be back here next Saturday night running with the Southeast Limited Late Model, so it's like you got a lot of work to do here.
Yeah, we'll probably bring the other car for that one.
As the front nose was pretty, it wasn't severely damaged, but he did get into a, John Gallman did get into an early incident about three laps into that second twin, but didn't phase him, didn't phase a car, still wins, so still got the win, so we'll bring out the other car there for the Super Trucks race this Saturday. So that was a night at Anderson. Walter, who's up next?
Fayetteville on the dirt side is up next. Sportsman Series, Greg Kane was our Sportsman Series winner. And late model, Willie Milligan.
Yeah.
And the one was our winner. And Superstock, Jason Holm was the winner. And Sports Mod, AJ Ballinger was our winner there. And Modifieds, Andy Bone.
The bad to the bone?
Bad to the bone.
I guess so.
Andy Bone. All right. And Renegade, you're going to have to help me with this because y'all got some pronunciation out to the side here. Okay. What we got here?
I think Renegade winner at Fayetteville was Rich. Yeah, it looks like Rich or Rick. I think it's
Rich.
Rick. Well, let's go with Rick. I'm going to think that's Rick. So Rick Resilliard.
Rick Resilliard. Okay.
Yes.
Because you've got like three different pronunciations out here to the side.
Yeah,
anyways,
I think Dale is that is phonetically.
Yeah. And Stangers was Glenn Register.
Hmm.
And Legends, Ryan Sandburn.
Ryan Shabram.
Yeah, it looks like Shabra.
Yeah, that's interesting. That's an interesting one. But there's our winner from Fayetteville. And before I forget about him, I meant to do him right after Anderson. But let's see if I can organize this correctly. Okay, so we got the top three from Outback. And I'm guessing from top to bottom, that's first through third. So we're gonna start with Clone Heavy. Looks like your winner there was Blake Madden. Flathead Medium, Megan Kunkel. Clone Super Heavy, Robert Lehman. Junior Predator is Tristan Ellis. Clone Medium, also Blake Madden. Predator Heavy, good win for Chase Rathbone. Junior 3, Bryce Moore. That's another good junior driver, especially in Champ, too. And Clone Light is Kyle McAllister with a second-place finish for Cameron Aronnick. And I believe that is the results there for Outback from
Did
Friday.
We have, did you say Chase Rathbone?
Yeah, it was okay. For Predator Heavy.
Yep.
So there you go. On down the list.
Next up on the list, Travelers Rest Speedway. Limited Sportsman All-Star Showdown was Wally Fowler picking up the win.
No surprise there.
Great run for Ricky Green. Also, Danny Tesnier finishing in third. And Crate Sportsman, Andy Madison.
05.
He's been sitting on jack stands for about 8 months. Ain't been touched. And he rolled into victory lane. Great win for Andy. Luke Doggett, awesome win for him and Thunder Bomber. He's been close so many times this year and finally got the cigar. Also, Pure Stock, Kevin Nations, Front Wheel Drive. Good to see Jason Lambert in victory lane in the 23.
Yeah. That's normally a Lawrence driver there. That's interesting. That's very interesting. I like that.
Yep, he managed to roll up to TR and grab a victory over Travis Jamison. So, Jamison had been on a roll there at TR, so he's able to break his little streak that's been going on. And we'll head back now to the pavement side if you want to take this one, Gray.
Yeah, Carter had a $2,500 to win for the Legends, and that was Will Bristol, and that's B-R-I-S-T-L-E, Bristol. Not like Bristol, Tennessee / Virginia, but Will Bristol $2,500 richer, and hopefully he didn't have to put too much of that toward repairing the car. Yeah. So Kingsport up next.
And Lake Models, Nick Williams was your winner. Modified Street 2 was Kevin Wolf. And Modified 4, Kevin Cantor. In Modified Street Race number 1, it's Derek Lane. Good to see Derek Lane up there getting a win. He's one of those guys that I used to announce every single week up at Newport Speedway. Also, in Pure 4, Keith Helton. No shocker there. He is a multi-time winner and former champion up at Newport Speedway and runs really well at Kingsport, obviously, with another win as he's grabbed a couple up there at Kingsport this year. And in Pure Stock, Doug Austin was your winner. Now we'll move down back to the dirt road where they had the best turnout they have had throughout the 2019 season with 108 cars at Livonia Motor Speedway. Kenny Collins was your limited late model winner. In 604 crates, the youngster Peyton Freeman following in his father's footsteps, picking up another win on the season. In stock 4, driver out of Marietta, South Carolina, in the 117, that is Matthew Gilbert. And with 30-plus cars in the field, in 602 Hobby, John Price was your winner.
That's terrifying.
Yes. At Livonia 30 Hobbies, that is terrifying.
Woo-hoo. Scary stuff. Anyway, did you get all those from Livonia?
Got all those from Livonia.
Let's see. I think Carolina's up next. At least it is on mine. We've got Thunder Bomber going to Benji Knight. Hornets front-wheel drive, Jonathan Surratt. Lightning late models, Gary Puckett. Modifieds, Jesse Rocket. Renegade and Street Stock, Andy Blackwood. And Powder Puff, Tiffany Herring.
And we did have a little bit of a snafu there. The paper was stuck together. We do got some more from Livonia.
Yeah. All right, go ahead.
I knew we had some. Front wheel drive was Joey Kelly. Modified Street was Kyle Gordon.
Yeah.
Brendel Jones in stock 8. And in 602 rookies, it was Clay Thompson. So, good field of rookies for the first time out. I think they had 5 or 6 cars signed in for that for the first time out.
That's a good foundation to set, build on that. We hit your winners from Carolina, the World of Outlaw Sprints up at Eldora. Good run for those. May 10th was Donnie Schatz.
Donnie Schatz.
Donnie Schatz, okay. May 11th, fortunately, Mother Nature sweeping through there.
Yeah, Mother Nature. They had been advertising that one. That was a big one for the Sprints up there at Eldora. At least they was able to get one in, and I believe next one we'll head back to the paved road. We'll start Saturday's results out.
Yep.
We have the race at Dillon that was going on.
A Mid-Atlantic Street Stock race too, and Ricky Locklear Jr. Good win there for the Mass Series Challenger. Carter Langley, Six Bangers, Ryan Jordan. Late models was Ben Stanton, and that is Stanton. There is two ends in that one. Mini Stock, Mike Stafford, and the Mass Street Stocks will be. I think next up on their schedule is the doubleheader back-to-back Friday, Saturday, Anderson GPS. That is a show. If you can, go to both of them. If you can't, go to one. Just pick one because this is I don't believe they've come to Anderson before. If they did, it has been a long, long time before they if they ever have. But this series is one to watch. It's coming on the heels of the Tour of Destruction, but that's not a racing event, but whatever, anything else about that. They have tickets on sale for that. But the Mass Series, I'm not kidding. This is one to watch because they are – a lot of the cars are voluntary throwbacks. Like, the series isn't forcing them to do that. These guys do it on their own fruition. They've got throwbacks to – I think one of them is like Bill Elliott's number 9 car.
Bill Elliott. There's a Dale Earnhardt throwback.
The 3.
There. several of them. There's one that I've seen – that's almost like a kind of a Mark Martin throwback with the old blue 1989 paint scheme that he had before he went to the brown number 6 Folgers car.
Mm-hmm. And these guys normally bring a ton of cars with them. Like, I'm talking 20, 30 cars, if not more than that. So that will be a race you do not want to miss. But there's our results from Dillon. On down to Myrtle Beach. Of course, don't forget, during the week, they still have the Richard Petty driving experience available throughout the day. You can check their website for the more specific hours, but that's still going on. But we had some winners from there.
We did in mini stocks. We had Zach Franks in Chargers, Clifton Black in Lake Models, Ryan Glinski, and in trucks, Brian Voss.
Yeah, Brian. Yeah, I think that's Voss.
Yeah, Voss.
Brian Voss.
So that was your winners from Myrtle Beach.
NASCAR Modifieds up at Stafford, Connecticut. Good track up there in the northeast. Doug Kobe, the winner. And now I need you to set me up for the next one, which it should be the K&N West Series for NASCAR.
Mm-hmm. The Tuscan Twins out there. And I don't know if you got it ready to rock and roll and got it loaded up, but I think it's time for your cue.
Both of them.
Yeah, he got both of them. Derek Krause.
And that's not an easy thing to do to win twins there for the K&N West. So Krause getting both of them.
Yeah, Krause getting both of them. And, you know, that young man, he's a talent. He is going to move his way up through the ranks pretty quickly. It would not shock me if he's not in a truck or an ARCA before the year's out. He's very talented. He's in a good ride, though, too. Mm-hmm. In that 16, you know, there's been some great talent come through that 16. Brandon McReynolds comes to mind. He was in that car for a long time.
Definitely.
Of course, we got Kansas earlier with Ross Chastain with the Truck Series and Brad Keselowski with the Cup Series on Saturday. We got the Indy Grand Prix. I'll let you take that one.
Yeah, that's on the road course, and they run it backwards down the front stretch. I was thinking, whoa, what are they doing? But they run it backwards down the front stretch. They hit the infield road course down there all through the speedway, the golf course and whatnot. And this race was about the last, I want to say, 25 laps or so was run in wet conditions. It wasn't raining heavy, but it was kind of – it was that irritable off and on rain, but most of the teams, if not all of the teams, ended up putting the wet treaded tires on. And Simon Pagenaud pitted, got the wet tires put on, and was 30-some seconds back of Scott Dixon, who was leading, and charged his way through the field, caught Dixon with two laps to go, barreled by him, and Simon Pagenaud somehow won that race in the wet coming from way back yonder. It was truly something to behold because I totally forgot about that race. Turned it on about 20 to go. They were doing that pit cycle, picked up the wets, and here comes Pagenaud straight for the win. And what a boost that's going to be going into a Indy 500 week here very shortly.
Yeah, that's going to be coming up Memorial Day weekend. You know, as far as I'm concerned, the greatest day in racing.
Yes. Monaco, Indy, Charlotte, Coke 600 for NASCAR.
Exactly. And I miss somebody trying to do the double. I really do. Somebody needs to do the double. Kurt Busch, do the double,
do
please.
It again.
Do it again. Try.
Didn't he finish eighth in that run?
He did. So, I mean, I'd love to see somebody do the double. We'll go into our regional and / national schedule. NHRA going to be at Richmond May 17th, 18th, and 19th. You know, our good buddy David Lancaster looks like he's got a trip set up Memorial Day weekend down in Alabama. You know,
Baileytown.
Yeah, Baileytown. I'm sorry he's got to go to Bama, you know. But anyways, Dale's not here to defend his great Roll Tide tonight. So.
Oh, you know what? And I haven't taken a shot yet. Wow. I guess I'm real proud of myself and somewhat disappointed at the same time. So go Vols. There we go. All right, we're good.
I was just going to say go Dogs, but hey, we both took a shot right there.
Still 100 days till college football. Anyway, we continue.
Yep, and of course, Indy, they just wrapped up with the road course event, and they will have the Indy 500 coming up, and man, I look forward to that deal. You know, they've talked about it. I've seen a deal. I watched a show basically inside IndyCar racing, about 20 minutes long. If you ever get a chance to catch it, it's basically a YouTube show, and you know, they were talking about how they're looking, a lot of the big owners are looking to cut out bump day. Get rid of bump day. Just make, you know, guaranteed spots. I hate it. I don't want it. That's the drama of Indy. You used to go and you would have 40 cars show up at Indy for 33 spots. And you knew seven guys were going home on bump day. And that, you know, created the pizzazz that's part of the Indy 500 along with all the pageantry and just the history and tradition that's there. So, I mean... Me, I love Indy, I'll be honest. I may watch five IndyCar races all year long
you know, actually in their entirety. Now I'll flip and watch a little bit here, a little bit there. But the Indy 500, I'm watching it from start to finish.
Yes, this is the one. This is the one that is all the way through. And apparently they are undertaking some practice sessions in preparation for the big race, and they are having some trouble. Patricio Award wrecked pretty bad in Indy 500 practice, I think today, earlier today. The car didn't flip over, thankfully, but it got up in the air and did that sideways skid, and then thankfully fell back down. Again, didn't flip, but he is okay, checked out, and he's uninjured after that crash. But that's something scary to see, because they are fast, ridiculously quick at Indy. And bad news going to worse news for Fernando Alonso, as his wrecked Indy 500 practice car got wrecked again on the transporter. So I don't know how that happens, but that was apparently a double whammy there.
That's one of those, hey, boss, you killed your primary car. Hey, boss, we killed your car trying to get it here, boss. That ain't good. You know, next up, you know, like I said, we've got Indy. We keep on rolling down the list here. Cars Tour and Motor Mile. It's great to see the Cars Tour rolling to Motor Mile. Such a historic racetrack.
It's going to be on May 18th.
On the 18th, yep. Another one that's on our list that's always exciting. I was able to go to it last year. It was the first time ARCA had been back to Charlotte in several years. So ARCA, their next event going to be May 24th.
I want to go to that so bad. I can't this year, but I want to go to that so bad. It's just timing.
Well, that, and then, you know, you have that, usually qualifying's on the same night with ARCA, so you got qualifying for the Cup guys. Then you got the ARCA race that starts at 9. It's done at 11. You can drive back home, get in bed at 1. It's not too bad. And then the next night, you got the trucks.
Yeah.
The trucks are there on the Friday night. You'll have pretty much everything getting ramped up as well. With kind the trucks.
Kind of an interesting way to spruce up qualifying, don't you think?
Yeah, they, you know, they do the qualifying there on Thursday, Bojangles pole night.
Yes.
For the 600, they'll do it on Thursday instead of Friday. So.
Also, another Bojangles summer shootout. That's got to be coming up soon, too. I think that kicks off. Normally, it kicks off June and then runs for a couple months. About every. No, the first round and the last round, that's a double. That's Monday, Tuesday. And then the in between rounds are just every Tuesday, every week. So I'm looking forward to that, too.
Oh, yeah. You got, you know, that going on. You know, you got Millbridge going on right up the road. Millbridge was running last night and had a great turnout.
And they Wednesday.
Yeah, they run on – well, what night does Millbridge not run? Millbridge will run on Tuesdays sometimes. They'll run on Wednesdays. They'll have flat cart Fridays. And then they'll run on Saturdays with the Winged Outlaws. There's sometimes Millbridge will run three or four times a week, Cray.
Okay.
So, and shockingly enough, you know, they've got that going on. And not too far up the road coming up this weekend, Saturday – and Sunday, you have the clash at the creek at the track up above them, not too far in Catawba, North Carolina.
Ah, Catawba.
Yep,
or
for the
Catawba.
Clash at the creek there. They're real close, and they'll have that going on. And, of course, on Saturday on the 25th as well, Xfinity will be at Charlotte for Memorial Day weekend, too.
So, yeah, I'm looking very forward to the next couple of weeks, especially that Memorial Day weekend, because it's essentially a go-fast weekend, pretty much, and then Memorial Day on Monday after that. NASCAR East hitting Memphis June 1st. That'll be a good event. And the West will go out to Colorado National for a June 8th event. Wheel and Modified's out at Wall Stadium May 18th. That is Saturday. We mentioned the Mass Series, the Mid-Atlantic Street Stock, a doubleheader weekend. Don't want to miss it. Anderson, May 31st. Greenville Pickens, June 1st. So that is a heck of a way to end May and start June there for the Mid-Atlantic Street Stock. And, well, are you eating some kind of pie or something? What are you doing over there?
Yes, Tiffany has a fresh pecan pie.
Oh.
And Literally, I'm just going to be honest with you. I'm, you know, getting ready to start talking, and she shoves food yeah, into my mouth. It doesn't warn me that it's scalding hot either. But,
well, whoops.
But it's great.
Yeah.
You want to come try the pie? Come try the pie because, man, the pie is delicious. And I mean, sometimes in life, you just need to sit down and eat the pie.
Try the pie. I mean, I can't have that pie. I'm allergic to that pie. That pie no good.
Oh, okay. No pie for Gray.
Yep. No, that's a negative Ghost Rider right there. And, of course, the Southeast Super Trucks are May 18th at Anderson. It sure looks like they're going to be able to get a Saturday event in for those folks. They have the Southeast Super Trucks. They have the Legends Tour. Lee Jordan will be running with those folks and a bunch of others as well. Sure, Jansen Marchbanks will run with them if he doesn't have a prior commitment. And the limited late model division with them, John Gallman going to be a tough force to beat in that one. And Kenneth Hedden, I think he's planning on breaking out his super truck. He's going to be a tough one to beat there for the super trucks race. And I can't remember all the divisions. I know those three for sure are going to be running. I think the Anderson front wheel drive are going to support them as well. Let's see if the flyer yields any information. Okay, so they have the Allison Legacy Race Series, the Carolina Vintage Racers. If I can get a good car count now, that'll be good. The Legends Tour, the Limiteds, and the Super Trucks. So there's those five divisions right there. Gates will open at 4, qualifying at 5. They have an autograph session on track, I believe, at 6, and they will be racing at 7, and the adults are $12 to get in there for Anderson on Saturday. Next up, we've got the Lucas Oil Supers, who are off until this weekend, actually, the 16th, 17th, 18th, which they will stop in Iowa, Minnesota, and then Lucas Oil Speedway May 23rd, 4th, and 5th.
Yes, and Lucas Oil shows May 23rd, 24th, and 25th. You talking about some money coming out. Is one of them races? 30 grand, homie, to Ooh. Win.
What?
30,000 win on that final night. And then they sprinkle, you know, some 10, some 12s in there along the way. So there's some good money going on for Lucas Oil coming up in the next couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. Southern All-Stars on May 18th will be their next stop. They'll roll into Sonoya. They'll go to the Gray Gumbo. Blue Ridge Outlaw Late Models. They tried for two straight weeks, just like us, with the American Crate All-Star Series at WIF. They've rescheduled that for later on in the year. They will be rolling into Beckley, West Virginia, to Beckley Motorsports Park, coming up this weekend.
Yeah. And how about you mentioned the American Crate All-Star Series presented by PPM? How'd I do?
You did good.
Okay.
You did good.
It's up in, let's see, yep, typical Dale, the Wartburg 10RC, May 18th.
Yeah, I was looking at that when we first looked at the sheet. I was like, 10RC. I was
Tennessee.
Like, okay. Yes, Wartburg, yeah. Tennessee. And if you get a chance, go on to my Facebook page. If you want to take a look at the racetrack, the promoter there had been working on it actually Tuesday night and started preparations Tuesday night for this event.
Now, are you still calling it, is it the All-Star Wars event?
Yes, it's still the All-Star Wars event. We've gave up on the Force being with us because Mother Nature just destroyed it. The Force got washed away, but...
I find your lack of faith disturbing.
My faith was flooded.
Yeah, underwater.
Monster Mini Stock Association, they're looking to make up the race at Lancaster that was rained out, unfortunately, last week. But, hey, coming up the 25th, they'll be at your place that you call home, doing the Darlington Dirt Tracks down at the Lawrence.
Yay.
And then they'll be at Cherokee Speedway, the place your mama warned you about, on the 26th.
That's going to be a very interesting weekend, and probably Rod Tucker sweep.
I would not go that far quite yet.
Okay.
There's a slew of great drivers that are running MMSA. You got Tack Brown. You got Jamie Madison.
The Mintz boys still run that one?
The Mintz boys are still in the house and beating down the doors every weekend for MMSA. So there's a lot of great competition. And then also on top of that, Rod Tucker's got to have a four-cylinder car to sweep.
Yeah.
No word yet on if he'll have a car back together by then.
That's right.
Because the 8 car has been bought.
And he's gone to 602 now.
He's gone to 602. The late model is ready. I have heard word and rumors that he will have some type of MMSA ride but it's not been confirmed by his page or any of his accounts. So we'll see what happens in the land of Tucker.
It just feels wrong to have an MMSA race without the aid out there, but I guess it is true now.
You know what they always say, Gray? Tucker did it.
Wow, okay.
Everybody at the table is laughing.
I think Tiffany laughed
crying
so hard the microphone picked it up. That was incredible. Wow. I'm going to go back and listen to that one.
Well, that one comes from my little girl. She's 3 years old. Her favorite saying when anything ever goes wrong,
Tucker did it.
Why did you eat the rest of the chocolate? I don't know. Tucker did it.
Sure. Why not? Oh, my gosh. Well, with that knowledge imparted, I will have trouble sleeping tonight. The 602 Thunder Series, late model series, be down at Winder May 18th this Saturday. Carolina Clash, back to Carolina. They go for a Friday night show at Carolina Speedway. The Ultimate Super Late Models, a great show on dirt for those folks. Down to Modoc.
Yes, down to Modoc for the Jack Stret Memorial down at Modoc, one of the most prestigious races down at Modoc that they'll have all year long, paying tribute to Mr. Jack Stret. So, and this is one of those races, I can't remember exactly what it is, but it's got a special pay. It's got, you know, that odd number as far as paying for that event, and it always has. So
let's see what we can find out. Oh, yeah, 5,022.
Yep, 5,022. I know it was always 20-something that they do for that one. And you'll honestly look for a great turnout because you got Carolina Friday night. A lot of those same guys will mosey down to Modoc.
Mm-hmm.
I know Ferguson's looking to roll into Carolina. Would not shock me. He's going to roll into Modoc on Saturday as well. And a lot of those guys are all spells. I'm sure he'll be looking for the double this weekend. So it'll be a great field of drivers on the 17th and the 18th there for the Carolina Clash, respectively at Carolina and Ultimate for Modoc.
Let's see. The World of Outlaw Supers up in the land of Ohio at May 17th, Friday night. They will be in Muskingum County, Ohio. And because Dale put this one a lowercase and an uppercase, May 18th, Saturday, they are in Wayne County, Orville, Ohio, as it says. So two nights up in Ohio for the Supers.
The World of Outlaw Sprint Cars, man, they've got a lot of races coming to you.
Yeah, no kidding. Wow.
Lincoln, Pennsylvania, coming up on the 15th, the 16th, and 17th. They'll be at one of the most prestigious racetracks in the country at Williams Grove, also in Pennsylvania for the Morgan Cup. The 18th, they'll be at Weed Sport in New York. I believe it's Weed Sports Motorsports Park. Bridgeport, New Jersey on the 21st. And, of course, the huge show coming up May 24th and 25th, the Patriot Nationals at Charlotte Motor Speedway. Yes, they'll have sprint cars. Yes, they'll have the Southeastern Crate Association late models, and they will have the Fuel late models hosting that huge event, those 2 days of speed at the dirt track. That's going to be one of those deals where it's going to be packed out. The only thing I think that's going to rival that at the dirt track this year is coming up in June when the go-karts invade and Mikey Flood turns the dirt track at Charlotte into a go-kart track and cuts it through the infield, and it's going to get interesting.
I have seen some folks talking about that and how they're going to orientate that and all the pit parking and whatnot. That is going to be an event to watch.
I think they need more pit parking, you don't mind.
Yeah, no kidding.
I don't think they got enough spots. They look like maybe 200 spots. You're going to probably need more.
Yeah, start parking them on the drag strip, I guess.
Yeah.
Or across the, it's not 29. It's, what is that, Bruton Smith Boulevard or that road that runs toward the interstate. Yeah, you're going to need more spots for that.
Yeah, y'all park them over here next to the big track, and y'all can push them across the crossover bridge, across the
that
interstate.
That would be interesting, yeah. Yeah. There aren't stairs with that. It's all ramped, is it? So they can get it.
No, yeah, it's all ramped, but then it's a good long 300 feet till you get to the track.
Yeah, that is true too. Oh boy,
it'll be like GKK on the back row of the back row.
Yeah, y'all watch out. It's gonna be a fun event, but they need to. There's gonna be a fun logistics thing to work out with that. And that is, we're down through the that part of our schedule. Of course, you know some local events that are going on. Foothills Raceway running tomorrow night for the Summer Points race. What are we up to, number four?
Yes,
I believe I made the fire that said number four. Going to be honest,
I lost count.
I think we're at four. Gates open at 6, practice at 7:30.
Practice at 7:30 sharp. Drivers
yes.
meeting will be at 7:15 this week before practice.
Okay. So,
and yeah. heat races will start on the dot at 8 o'clock.
And Junior Predator is going to be one of the ones that are up first. I think it's them, and I can't remember the other one.
A lot of our junior classes
yeah.
are going to be,
yeah, gonna be
know,
first,
Junior
yeah.
1, Junior 2. We're going to try to run our junior classes, get our youngsters in, get our youngsters out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's no point of them racing 10, 11 o'clock and being tired. A lot of, you know, that's been talked about by the parents. Let's try that. So we're going to do that this week. It will be a quick turnaround, and that will give our adult drivers basically a break.
Yeah,
so they need to have their stuff ready to go. You know, I want to try to get us out of there. Plan is let's get out of there before midnight.
And do that.
That's what we're shooting for. You got Foothills Racing. You also have Outback going to be running Friday night. Go to their page. They've got at least one class that is 200 to win with no cart minimum coming up on Friday night. Of course, you know, they got to race for the first time. This was the first time that they actually got to race. They had made six attempts at trying to race and got rained out every time. So, finally they got one in last Friday night when most people didn't. Had a good little turnout. So, you know, it's good to see Outback starting to make a comeback.
Outback with the comeback. Okay.
Yeah. Outback with the comeback.
Sugar Tit Speedway running as well. See, Summer Points race number two there. Interesting full complement of Box Stock, Predator, Flathead, and Senior Champ classes down there at Sugar Tit. Gates open at 2, practice at 4.
Yes, and if you haven't been on Facebook, Goob Waddell has been busy. The dirt has been turned today. It was completely graded and turned over. So, yeah, look for Sugar Tit to be smooth and fast and wet and whole tacky come Saturday night.
Looks like Patriot going to be in action as well on Saturday. Mm-hmm. Gates open at 1, practice at 3, and the bicycle race at intermission as well. Clone 330, Clone 350, Clone 375, Senior Champ there as well. Ton of classes going to be at Patriot.
Definitely ton of classes there at Patriot. Go-kart, you know, racing in full effect. And, you know, one thing I want to touch on, kind of some things that have changed the last, I'd say, week that have changed. Low Country Kartway, where I was at Saturday, Ronnie had been running it. It has changed hands. Randy Skipper and another gentleman. Of course, a lot of people are Skipper. Trey Skipper runs down there every week. Very competitive, wins down there a lot. His family's picked up Low Country Kartway. They'll have some more information coming out soon. They will continue to keep everything the same for the South Carolina Dirt Series races.
Mm-hmm.
They have four more of those. Prizes will stay the same. All that will stay the same. Try to run the same schedule that Ronnie. Also try to work with Southern Kartway like they had been trying to do in the past. And also up in our neck of the woods, we had a change in hands. Your buddy, your man down there with a snap, picture taken extraordinaire. Oh, yeah. Mr. Joey Grubb. Love Grubb, as I like to call him.
Number one weatherman.
Yes, sir. He has taken over the operations of Warrior Creek Speedway and is looking to race next Friday night. So, talked to him for about 45 minutes, actually, today. They also had a good talk with Andy Madison. They have hired a tech man. They have hired a flagman down there. He's working on his concession staff. His lease for the first month is paid in full. He's went and spent about $500 on food today. So they're getting busy down at Warrior Creek quickly.
I suppose Foothills isn't whenever Foothills has an off night, like we're not running up at Foothills, it might be worth a venture down there. I think he'd let me film. I hope he would.
Yeah, I'm sure he could work out on the filming part. I talked to him.
I like doing that.
You know, he had asked me as far as announcing and stuff, and we went into that conversation the other night.
I told him, I said, honestly, I'm committed to Foothills on Friday nights, committed to the Crate Series when I'm with them. If it falls where I can make it, you know, I'd be more than glad to. So we said I might be moonlighting in with, you know, we'll go ahead and segue to, you know, some Bob Seger playing with the Night Moves. I might moonlight down on to the Warrior Creek occasionally. You know, you can find me moonlighting it out back, cross anchor. If there's a racetrack, I'm probably going to be there at some point somewhere.
And lately, I've been following you because I followed you to Patriot that one time. I'm like, well, I got to go somewhere. Here we go.
Yeah, I did get the end. You did get the end of filming at Patriot.
Yes, yes, yes. That was good. That was a lot of fun, and I definitely want to do that. A lot of these places I want to go back to. Of course, Cross Anchor Run on Sunday. Normally, Sunday's pretty open for me, so if Brad McElrath wants to, and I can borrow another truck bed, here we go. Same goes for Warrior Creek. I'm going to need to borrow somebody's truck bed down there, too.
Yeah. It's definitely Warrior Creek and Cross Anchors. You got to have a truck bed. You're not going to be able to film anywhere else.
Yeah, it's a little hard, but we make do with what we got. Of course, another, well, I suppose this, it's a big, big news break to me, but Haley Deegan going to be bouncing up to the ARCA series. Yes, she'll be making her ARCA series, ARCA Menard series debut this weekend, I believe. Let's see if I can find out where that is. I think it's at, she'll be making with Venturini Motorsports. That's a good team. And the Sioux Chief Power PEX 200 at Toledo Speedway. Very interesting there. I'm going to be carry sponsorship, of course, from Monster Energy and IK, IK9 going to be on that race car. But interesting to see how she does there for the bouncing up to the ARCA series after getting two wins in the K&N series. So I'm very intrigued.
Yes, and great racetrack, too, to be making your debut at Toledo. Toledo, beautiful racetrack.
Let's see. Cherokee Speedway has another fan appreciation night, May 18th. Mentioned Lawrence is running with the 3-1 night. It's going to be fun.
Also, it's double fan appreciation. Livonia has their fan appreciation as well, $5.
Interesting.
This coming Friday
night. Yeah.
So, hey, $10, two racetracks.
Yeah, not bad, not bad.
Kind of hard to go wrong there.
Yeah, that's you can't really beat that, especially with no. And I like want prices to stay as low as they can, and local tracks trying to do their best, do what they can. So anytime it's like this, make sure you swing by.
And just thinking off the top of my head, one more local track I know that we haven't talked about yet, and we're missing it on the outline. East Lincoln.
Yes,
they'll be in action this coming Saturday night. Their promoter, Tim Sigmund, his final ride. He will be stepping back behind the wheel. He will be going to work in two classes. And in one of those classes, I know he's going to be in Dodge's Thunder Bomber in one class. And I believe the other one's going to be Renegade. Mm-hmm. Brandon White is going to be in the two-seater. White will be his passenger.
Run with a passenger, huh?
A passenger,
okay.
I say.
Okay. But plenty of action. Be sure to check out the website, Facebook page if they have them. Sorry again, I didn't make a track list. That's the third week in a row. Not sure if I'm going to bring it back. Possibly we'll see what happens with that. But yeah, if just check the interwebs. There's got to be an announcement somewhere. We've given you a ton of them, so expound upon that.
Just on the track list, Cray. Bring it back.
Bring it back. Bring it back. Can tell you Toccoa Speedway is also running May 18th. Armed Forces Night for them. The week before their Memorial Day special on the 26th. But Saturday night this weekend at Toccoa Weekly Divisions with the Young Guns as well. And I know we've missed quite a few, but we'll try and see if we can make some noise there with the track list making a return. But
We got one more quick little thing here before we get rocking and rolling.
Okay.
You just pulled up real quick. I can go ahead and tell you, Ray Cook Southern Nationals, they got a three-day stretch that's going on right now as we speak. They are at Tri-County Speedway. They actually got this race rained out. And
and was able to move it to a Thursday night show. They do that occasionally up at Tri-County in Brasstown. So they're racing right now at Tri-County. So we'll be looking for results coming out of there probably around 10, 11 o'clock tonight for that race. Also, and they'll be at Crossville on Friday night and Thunderhill Raceway Park in Summertown, Tennessee.
Dun, dun.
On May 18th. So three nights of action for the Southern National Series. Starting, like I said, at one of my favorite racetracks, Tri-County Speedway.
I'm also going to go ahead and throw this in there. Don't forget, Greer Dragway has a weekly Thursday night practice and grudge racing, 6 to 10. Also, this Saturday, after back-to-back cancellations rainouts, May 18th, they will have the WSC 4.90 Outlaws Plus bracket racing. Gates will be opening at 11 a.m. with eliminations around 3. They will have Pro Class, Footbrake, Junior Dragster, Sportsman, and 4.90 Outlaws over at Greer. So a bit of a special event there over at the drag strip for Greer.
And just looking at some of the stuff coming off of Race Monitor here, some names that are there at Tri-County tonight. Dale McDowell, Brandon Overton, Casey Roberts is in the house, Tanner English is in the house, Kenny Collins is there as well. So good field of drivers up here at Tri-County. So watch Race Monitor. They're live. They're running. Donald McIntosh is up there as well. Kurt English. Hey, right there. Mr. David Payne. That's one of the hometown guys right there in that eight. David has been very successful over the years up that way. And, of course, we can't forget all of our tracks in Tennessee are going to be in action. Of course, Wartburg with the American Crate All-Star Series. It's Tazewell, finally, will be back in action. I know our good friend up there, Brady Cup, has been missing Tazewell because it's been about a month since he's got to race.
411 and Volunteer also making some noise.
Yeah, I believe so. With those as well, going to be making some noise.
Let's see what else. I think that's it for me on the local stuff that I got there.
Yeah. Speaking of our fan appreciation, it strikes again. It will be at 411 Speedway this weekend as well. It's $5 in the grandstands at 411. And it's open wheel mods, classic street stocks, front wheel drive, and 2,000 to win Great Lake models at 411 this Saturday night.
So what you're telling me is there's a lot of places that are doing fan appreciation, and they have lowered the ticket prices to and there you go.
And one more coming up, and it's on a Monday night at 411 Speedway on the 27th. Memorial Day Monday night, Schaefer Oil Spring Nationals Ironman Series event. $10,052 to win for the 7th annual Scott Sexton Memorial. And I'll be honest with you, $10,000 is $10,000, but a check with Scott Sexton's name on it in the state of Tennessee, it's worth about $100,000 in my book, because Scott Sexton was nothing but a legend.
That'd be definitely a good race for those folks, especially on a Memorial Day Monday. If you haven't made plans, that will be a event to check out. Take the family up there. That'll be very nice, too. But, all right, that should about wrap it up there for that. And let's work on the All-Star race here a little bit so we don't keep the Big Daddy's folks working over. So it's a non-points race for NASCAR. Of course, leading into the Coke 600, it's their essential two-week homecoming, like Indy gets theirs up in Indiana. So, again, if you haven't voted, I think the All-Star fan vote wraps up tonight, so go vote for that. I think I've already cast two votes. I have cast two votes for, I don't think he's in the top five, but I voted for Ryan Preece because I want to see Ryan Preece in the All-Star race. That sounds like a lot of fun to me. But NASCAR did release the top five for the fan vote, and it's William Byron in fifth. Bubba Wallace in fourth. Matt DiBenedetto is third right now. Kyle Larson, surprisingly, has still not didn't get his eligibility for the All-Star race, so he's going to have to race his way in. He's second in the fan vote right now. Care to guess who's won? Okay.
I'm thinking maybe either Kyle Larson or Bowman.
Which one would you like to pick?
I'm going to say Bowman Larson.
Ding, 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 ding. Yep, you are correct. Alex Bowman is your current fan vote leader. But we were also talking before we jumped on here. I think he's going to pretty much race his way in through the open, which you have, what is it, three chances? Just a first segment, second segment, and then the 10-lap third one?
Uh-huh, and then you have the fan vote, so four drivers will get in.
Yep. So let's see here. Let's see if I can find that All-Star. Nice little pretty graphic they had thrown up. Guess what? I can't find it. Oh, well. But it's going to be a good race. Jimmy Johnson leads all active All-Star winners with four wins. Kevin Harvick down there with two with his car that apparently has taught him nothing. But the Millennial paint scheme, which he's running this because he lost a bet or something. Didn't win a race, a particular race that he said he was going to win. So he's running a millennial-themed car that says Yeet on the side of it.
Yeah.
Also, he doesn't know what Yeet means. Neither
do I. Maybe he needs to put Smash Mouth on the hood of his car coming, you know, the next couple of weeks. Just saying.
All-Star.
Yeah.
Emblazoned on the hood. I can just imagine that. That would be truly incredible. But, oh, my goodness. So, you have the open before the All-Star race. I want to get Dale Stultz in here real quick. His open winners, I guess he wanted me to read these out. He has Bowman winning, Larson winning, and then, okay, yeah, I think he's missing a segment, but there he has two of them. And he has voted in Bubba Wallace or Ross, and I guess it means Ross Chastain is who he would vote for.
Yeah. I'm not going to disagree with Bowman. I'm not going to disagree with Larson. Wouldn't shock me if Byron falls in there in that mix somewhere as well. Fan vote, I could see Bubba getting it. I really could.
Yeah.
You know, Paul Menard maybe could be a name that floats his way into winning one of those too.
It could, yeah. That'd be very interesting. And I thought they had a list of the drivers that were
eligible.
Yeah, run through that. I just remember like those five or six that are in the open. Of course I can't. Of course, when it comes crunch time, I lose all of this.
I mean, another one that could be a fan vote in is Matt DiBenedetto.
Yeah, he was. He's top three. He was third. That's interesting, especially if he could win one of the open segments. Oh, that would be crazy. But make sure you cast a fan vote. We can try and get him in that way. Like the NASCAR does that.
It would be awesome if Bubba could make it into the All-Star race somehow, considering the we don't know what it is yet. It hasn't been brought out to the public light, but supposedly there is some type of announcement looming for Petty Motorsports.
Yeah.
From what I understand, it's from anything and everything. I've heard from, you know, that they've got a new sponsor that's coming on board, that they're possibly merging with another team. The rumor mill's running rampant.
Yeah,
so we'll see what happens.
I'm glad you brought this up because I wasn't sure if you wanted to talk about it or not. But, the rumor mill is starting to spin. Might be a little bit out of control, but it is spinning at about Mach 3 right now for Richard Petty Motorsports.
Yeah, and before they get to this announcement, it may be spinning at Mach, you know, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Because
every day, you know, the rumbling started on Tuesday that there was something going on at Petty Motorsports, and it has gained momentum, and more momentum over the last couple of days. So I'm interested to see when the rocks finally get unturned what it is, and hopefully it's good news.
You know, another driver I could see winning the open or possibly getting a fan vote, I'm going to say Daniel Suarez is eligible for the fan vote, and I think he's going to be competing in the open. So that top six right there, Bowman, Larson, DiBenedetto, Wallace, Byron, Suarez. That's an interesting mix.
I mean, there's another one could get you possibly a win and work his way in. Stenhouse could get his way in. I don't see him maybe getting the vote, but he might could race his way in. Ryan Preece is a good one that may get the fan vote.
It's unlikely it could happen, but that's one I want.
You know, you look at the names of the guys that are on here.
Chris Buescher, always a fan favorite. Paul Menard, Daniel Hemric, it's his hometown in Charlotte. David mm-hmm. Reagan, Ty Dillon. You know, they're going to be some people voting for Ty Dillon. let's see. Scroll back down here. Let's see what we got here.
That's pretty much the.
Reagan, we got McDowell, Landon Castle, Mr. Corey LaJoy, Matt Tift, Cody Ware, BJ McLeod. Corey LaJoy is one of those young guys that's picking up some popularity as well. So
just
we'll
don't run your face
names.
On the car again. That was scary. Don't do that again, please.
Yeah, that's definitely kind of different. You know.
Let's see. I'm just going to throw up my segment winners. I'm going to say Larson gets the first one. That feels like a no-brainer to me. Bowman, after his runs, he's going to be determined, so he gets two. Segment three is probably going to be the strategy gambler one, and I really want to go Suarez, so I'm going to say Larson, Bowman, Suarez transfer their way in. Fan vote, probably be a dead heat between Wallace and DiBenedetto. Wallace is probably going to get it, so I guess that'll even though I voted for Priest, I will say Wallace gets a fan vote.
You know, I'm going to go ahead and say Bowman.
Yep.
He's going to work his way in. Larson's going to work his way in. If I'm not mistaken, there's three stages. There's three of them that do the breakdown of how this works in a fan vote.
Yeah, they keep changing the
format every year.
And it's very little confusing to keep track of. But let's see. Yeah, the open is 20-20 and 10.
Yeah, 20-20 and 10. So I'm going to say Bowman. I'm going to say Larson gets in. My third one, I'm going to agree Ricky Stenhouse gets in. And the fan vote, I'm going to go with Matt DiBenedetto.
Okay.
As the fan vote.
Now, the All-Star race itself, it's going to be 30 for Stage 1, 20 for Stage 2, 20 Stage 3, and then 15 for Stage 4, which is going to be 5 laps longer than last year's stage. That might give guys, I felt 10 was a good amount, but it felt like it could be short because one guy jumped out front. He was normally pretty much gone. So 15 laps might be pretty good. And here's a rule that, you know, should not be limited to the All-Star race. Please spread the love, NASCAR. While only green flag laps will count in the final stage.
Yahtzee. Finally.
I'm very angry about that one, that it's only limited to the All-Star race. Green and yellow flag laps will still count through 1 and 3, so we'll run 5 laps under caution for those. It's okay, whatever. Blah, blah, blah. Overtime rule is going to be in effect for stages 1 and 3. For the final stage, if the race is restarted with less than 2 laps remaining, there will be unlimited attempts at a green-white checkered under green flag conditions.
Good, good.
Oof.
That's what it needs to be. We don't need an All-Star race to end under caution.
No. Let's see. The stats and everything, rules package, the single car qualifying with their no speed limit on pit road, pit entry, pit exit, pit stop.
Yes. That's always fun.
And one more thing that I should feel like they should bring back the pit crew challenge too, because while it is fun to watch them showcase their talents during qualifying, why can't we bring that back?
Yes, that is something that is definitely missing from the All-Star Race weekend. That used to be a huge part of it. And even before they did it at All-Star Weekend, they used to do it at North Wilkesboro every year.
Mm.
Where they showcased the crews and the motor builders and everything like that. I remember going as a kid being, 13 years old at North Wilkesboro and watching them rebuild a motor in 21 minutes from the ground up.
And okay, then, yeah, bring that back. Yeah, we need that.
Same thing at Charlotte. So,
okay.
And the funny thing about that whole deal is, yes, they had to rebuild the motor, fastest time won, and the motor had to run for 5 consecutive minutes after they built it.
Nice.
Without something going wrong for it to count.
Yeah, okay. That's a good rule. I like that.
So, bring back some of the stuff that used to make the All-Star Race different for the crews, different for the fans. The only complaint that I would have this year, and I'm sure they'll do better next weekend for the 600 than they normally do, the musical guests for the All-Star Race. I'm pretty good on my music when I've never,
ever heard of the two musical acts that are going to be performing for the All-Star Night? There may be an issue because, yeah.
Enlighten me, please.
I'll be honest with you. They blared them across the radio earlier, and I can't even remember their names. I don't even know who they are.
Well,
I've heard, you know, guys around here at the local bars who I know their names, and I don't know these guys' names. So,
oh my god,
good luck to them.
Well, let's get down to the nitty gritty and get our All Star winners. I don't know how we want to work this since Dale's not here, but I have his winner. So, who wants to do what?
I'll let you go with his first.
Well, he wants the millennial misunderstander, the Yeet Car, Kevin Harvick.
Okay. Mr. Kevin Harvick.
Just an idea. I have no idea who I want, so you probably won't be stealing anybody.
No, I'm sitting here thinking, and I mean, everybody's good at Charlotte.
Now,
I'm going to take Ryan Blaney.
Ooh, Blaney, good. Yes, that is that's a good one. Let's see. I don't see him in the top dozen or so in the. I think this is the All-Star stats according to driver averages, but oh boy. Okay, so we got Harvick, Blaney, Much as I want to pick Jimmy Johnson so I can play Boom Confetti, I don't think that's going to happen. Let's see what noise we could have made. I like Suarez as a dark horse pick, and he did really well last year. I think Kevin Harvick just edged him out. You know what? I want Suarez. Sure. I'll take that. It's a non-points event. Everything's on the line. $1 million for the payout. So Suarez, why not?
And here we go with the call right now. And Daniel Suarez wins. Daniel Suarez wins at Charlotte.
Yeah, I want to hear that. Okay, yeah. I will be happy with that. I'll be relatively happy with that because I don't know what to do with these non-points races. They're so hard to pick because you know somebody's going to – if somebody's close enough, somebody's going to nudge somebody. Although, I'm very tempted to change, but no, let's go to Suarez. Let's stick with that. I think Clint Boyer might be a man on a mission, especially after Kansas, and the All-Star race is going to give him a perfect opportunity to strike back, I think. One more thing I guess we can hit on is, and I skipped over it, went straight to the All-Star race. Whoops. Where are we going to be this weekend? I guess, in short, Foothills Lawrence makes that easy. You're going to Ward Burton's place, Wartburg.
I never thought about it that way, but yeah, sure. Foothills, me, on Friday night, I'll be there. And Saturday, we'll head to Wartburg. And next week, I'm sure we'll get the show in on Wednesday or Thursday night because Friday night, we're going to be at Smoky Mountain, then Clay Valley Saturday, then Whiff Raceway for $5,019 on Sunday. So
busy Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, I think I added up. I think I got like 10 days, and I got 5 races in between 10 days.
Oh, so, golly.
Yes, I like it.
That's very good. Of course, we will probably have a extended show of sorts next weekend just because it's Memorial Day weekend, and there is literally so much going on. And I hope Dale's back with us because I will need – we're going to need some help trying to cover everything that's bouncing around with F1 in Monaco and Indy up at Indy, NASCAR in Charlotte. Very much fun. So that's pretty much going to put a lid on this one as going to wrap it up here at Big Daddy's Drive-In, Highway 176, just south of downtown Inman on your way toward I-26 or from I-26 if you're heading towards the mountains. Also, big thank you to Sutherland Hill Farms Photography. Need pictures, baby photos, wedding photos, prom, which probably most of those have passed, but graduation pictures, SutherlandHillFarmsPhotography.com. Check those out. Of course, you can check out archived versions of this podcast, iTunes, TuneIn app, best two there to try. Also, available on DroppingTheHammer.com. So there we go. I think I hit all those. Whew.
You need to breathe.
Yeah.
Breathe.
Yeah, air is good. But All-Star weekend, so a little bit shorter event, but not going to be lacking
in excitement.
And, yeah, there's going to be plenty of that.
Oh, speaking of which, before the All-Star race, you get a chance to look it up. FS1 is going to re-air, in my opinion, the greatest All-Star race there ever was and probably ever will be, the 1992 All-Star race with Allison and Petty.
One hot night?
One hot night. Mm. Will be re-aired right before the All-Star race. I think it's at 4:30.
Okay.
Good lead-in. Good lead-in to the All-Star
race. So get to Lawrence early, turn on the computer, and stream that. Got it.
Yeah, or hit the record button.
Yeah, well, I could do that too.
Because I will be hitting the record button, and that will stay on my DVR forever.
Forever.
Yes, just to sit back and watch the greatest race probably that's ever happened in Charlotte, besides maybe the first one.
Yeah.
First All-Star race.
Well, let's pack it up and head to the house. And this has been another edition of Dropping the Hammer. As we did a good job. We made it. How about that? We made it all the way through. Just two of us. All right. Dale should be back with us next week as we get ready for arguably the greatest weekend in motorsports across anything that has a motor and will go fast. So thank you for joining us here this week's edition of Dropping the Hammer. Check out our podcast, droppingthehammer.com, all that and more. Find a local track near you, support it, and here we go. Boom confetti. Somebody explain to Kevin Harvick what yeet means.
Yeah. And who sings that All-Star song?
Yeah. No kidding. We'll catch you next time. And keep them off the wall and out of the ditches. Remember, your right foot is a restrictor plate. Slow that thing down.
Elvis has left the building. Thank you and good night.